We left off yesterday with the famous kasha of the Dugal Merivav and other achronim that we all know that the mitzvah of Kiddush Friday night is a mitzvah min haTorah. And the Rambam writes, and though we pass like the Rambam, you fulfill your mitzvah min haTorah with words alone. So even if you don't have a cup of wine, a cup or wine, and a cup of wine, you still yotzi your mitzvah min haTorah of Kiddush, as the Magen Avraham proves from this year. Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. Where's the Kiddush? Where's the wine? So the Magen Avraham says, we yotze in our Friday night davening Yom Kippur night. So the same way it works that year, it works all the time, except during the year, the rabbi said to do it over a cup of wine. It's understood that on Yom Kippur, they said, don't make Kiddush over a cup of wine. But they can't stop, they can't tell you not to do the mitzvah min haTorah of Kiddush, and therefore we fulfill our mitzvah of Kiddush. So that's to the Magen Avraham extends the Ram. The Rambam is repasking like that you are Yotzei with Kiddush Vidvarim. That's the assumption we'll accept. The Magen Avraham takes it to the next step based on the Rambam by davening Friday night Shmona Esrei, you fulfill our mitzvah. So we'll give some answers assuming that assumption is correct. Then we'll get to the Minchas Chinuch who would deny that assumption. But what's work at the moment that the Magen Avraham is correct, that you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush Friday night in Kiddush. So the problem is, it doesn't have to be a gender issue. Is that the word? I can't say male, female anymore. You're not allowed to say male, female. So, but it's a gender issue. Whether it's male, if certain gender didn't make Kiddush and the other gender did, so therefore, if you daven Friday night, Jeff knows from university, you only can have a PhD to come up with these type of things. So, but either way, so they point out that according to the Magen Avraham, one who fulfilled his mitzvah min haKiddush min haTorah by davening Ma'ariv, and the other gender, male or female, whatever it was, did not. So. And that the custom is usually the husband goes home and makes Kiddush for his wife. And usually the wife did not daven, the husband did. So the husband is only chayav midrabbanan in Kiddush. He fulfilled his mitzvah in the Shmona Esrei, and the woman hasn't daven yet, or the man hasn't daven yet. So how could one do the mitzvah of Kiddush for the other one? So the Dugal Merivav, this says, gives an eitzah. Okay, have your wife daven. Have your wife daven Ma'ariv Friday night. He doesn't say you shouldn't daven. He says to have your wife daven Friday night, and you're all equal. But that's not the minhag. Most women do not daven. Either they don't have time, they're busy with the kids, or they just don't daven. So, what? So how do we explain our minhag olam? It's still the practice. The one who goes home who davens ma'ariv in shul, or even if you're home, you daven ma'ariv at home, and then you go make kiddush. So how do we explain the custom? So Jeff,
I heard from Harav Sullivan.
Yeah, go on. Let's see.
When the man and the woman, when man.
If you heard from him, I want to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, it'll be a good. Yes, and when the man comes home and he says to his wife, "Good Shabbos," and she says, "Good Shabbos" to him, they're on the same level. They both fulfill their
duty. Ulai, we'll get to Rabbi Kiva Eger shortly. That's an ulai. That's a perhaps, but yeah, and we'll have to add to that. But the first one is what you actually touched on yesterday is the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer writes that we know there's a discussion in the Gemara, and the Machlok is in the Gemara, where the mitzvah striches kavana. The mitzvahs require intent or not. It's a steer in the Rambam, and one place the Rambam says it does, another place it says no, and there are ways to reconcile. But the halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham from the Radvaz, how do we paskin? That on a mitzvah min haTorah, we paskin mitzvah striches kavana. On a mitzvah derabbanan, we paskin mitzvah ein striches. So as I like to point out, no one says before you do, even before you're about to light Hanukkah candles, don't have kavana, because it's a mitzvah derabbanan. No, or even on a mitzvah, you're about to put on your tefillin. This is a legal post facto machlokes. If one did a mitzvah without the requisite kavana, do you fulfill your mitzvah or not? So if you hold mitzvah shrichas kavana, no, you have to repeat the mitzvah. Mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana, yeah, you can do it over again. You don't have to do it over again. So Kiddush is a mitzvah min haTorah. So the Chasam Sofer says, either he says to have negative kavanah. I say you don't have to. No one's thinking. No one knows that you can fulfill your mitzvah in Kiddush Friday night. It doesn't make a difference anyway. But assuming you came to the shir and you know you can, so therefore, according to the Chasam Sofer, have kavanah to fulfill your mitzvah of Ma'ariv, of tefillah Friday night, but have negative kavanah on the mitzvah of Kiddush. Have a mind to daven Ma'ariv, fulfill my mitzvah, Pashas mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Perhaps according to the Ramban, on Friday night Ma'ariv is daraisa. All davening might be based on Mikrai Kodesh, the Ramban and Parshas Emor. There may be any public gathering, on any religious public gathering, either a shir or a davening, that takes on the status of a daraisa. But Pashas, let's assume it's d'rabbanan, the Pashas. So you fulfill your mitzvah d'rabbanan of tefillah and certainly Ma'ariv, which is a rishus Friday night, and therefore you don't have kavanah for kiddush, and therefore you go home and you're both even. I'm chayiv in kiddush min haTorah. My wife is chayiv in kiddush min haTorah, and therefore there's no kasha. So that's how. So the Chasam Sofer is assuming the premise of the Magen Avraham. You would be yotze. So he says have negative kavanah, and therefore I'm not yotze, and therefore we're all even. We're on the same level obligation. And therefore, it's not a problem.
What's negative kavanah? Just like not making?
Yeah, no, it's a negative kavanah. Yeah, so
think hard, I'm not making.
Right, so negative kavanah, I have a mind not to fulfill my mitzvah of kiddush now when I dive in Shmoneh Esrei.
But
as that's what I'm saying is, as opposed to this not having the kavanah period should be enough, unless he's assuming stam kavanah, you know, stam people know and they have what I'm saying today, I don't think it's an issue. Most people don't think about it, so it's not even on the table. But I'm just saying, but I guess he's assuming if you're thinking about, wait, I'm davening Meyer, what about Kiddush? And he's just saying, have negative Kavanah.
But if it doesn't require Kavanah, how can you have negative Kavanah? Because then why would it apply?
No, but mitzvah srichas Kavanah. Kiddush requires Kavanah, or any mitzvah. So therefore, in other words, that would be a misasek anyway. I'm saying if you didn't know what you were doing, if you were doing A and you had no idea you were doing B. So anyway, there's a principle of misasek that you're not yotze because it's even less than kavanah. There's one thing is I know what I'm doing, but I'm not having kavanah for it. As opposed to like I could be playing football now and I think because when I'm davening, my mind's on the Super Bowl, so I'm not even thinking, something like that. So it's not even a matter, it's even less than kavanah. So,
isn't that negative kavanah?
No, that's a misasek. No. According to Rav Chaim, it's worse.
That's a Monday.
That's a misasek. You're not even davening. Tfila knows you're omei lefnei hashchina. If you don't even realize you're omei lefnei hashchina, that's not even tfila. That's Rav Chaim, it's pretty machmel. Well, we're all in trouble if we go with Rav Chaim's definition of kavanah. So I will leave. That's the machlokas Rav Chaim and the Chazanish, in the Stira in the Rambam and Hilchas Tefillah. That's a different shir. But we'll hope, hopefully Lamaisa, we don't go with Rav Chaim, or else we're in trouble. What?
That's where he talks about the Eisara. I think that's where he goes.
Rav Chaim, he talks about it in terms of Stira in the Rambam about when is kavanah, how much kavanah do you need in davening to be? In one place he writes the whole place, another place he just says bracha rishona. So,
you think of Shmoneh Esrei?
Yeah, Shmoneh Esrei, yeah. Right. That's halachic tefillah, Shmoneh Esrei, yeah.
Is this Rav Chaim Brisker?
Yeah. And so the Aruch HaShulchan gives a different answer. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, we have a principle, we have a rule, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. All Jews are responsible for one another. So let's say you have one Baal Tekiah in town, and you have three shuls, or what? You have one shul, but you have 20 people who haven't been in shul who need to hear the shofar. So therefore, even though I blew shofar, I made the brachas, I heard 100 kolos, I could go to this person, make more brachas. It's a discussion whether, if someone else can, maybe they can make the bracha. But in theory, I'll go to another shul and I can make the bracha 6 times, 10 times. Bracha levatolo. What do you mean? How could I do the mitzvah? I already did it. No, it's the principle of yatza motzi. Yatza, even though I fulfilled my mitzvah already, I could still be why, because until every yid in Hamilton has heard the shofar, or every yid in Hamilton has heard Kiddush, my obligation is lacking. Because if another Jew didn't hear Kiddush and I can make Kiddush and I haven't, I'm lacking in my obligation of Kiddush. So I'm still chayiv in Kiddush. So too, you go home, you daven Friday night, so yatza, but I'm being motzi other people.
Hmm?
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff.
According to his opinion, even on the Raisa level.
Yeah, even on a derisive level. Obviously, there's two different levels here. I wasn't sure if you pointed to Rabbi Green.
No, I just had a quick question once you addressed
this. No, so I'm saying, right, because but obviously if you ask me on halach, if I fill my mitzvah of kiddush, yes, I'm lacking in my mitzvah of areves. You know, so there's a, you know what I'm saying? So
it's an exception.
You can't say I didn't do my mitzvah of kiddush, I did.
It's another mitzvah.
But in terms of, that's how strong, it makes me so much. I can even make brachas and do mitzvahs 100 times for some. But obviously, on a personal level, I fulfill my mitzvah of kiddush. I could eat now and do all those things.
That's incredible. Yes, to the derisa level.
Yeah, that's how powerful the principle of Kol Yisrael Reva.
Does it work the same way for the Shliach Tzibur when he does the Chazar Zashatz? That if I didn't have Kavana drink or whatever.
You mean like Friday night?
No, just any time. First of all, maybe Friday night.
You're not talking about Kiddush. What are you talking?
Just in general, though, that the Shliach Tzibur, does he have the koach to be able to elevate the Kavana of the Tzibur, that the fact that whether the Tzibur has Kavanas during their Tfilas Yechidus.
By
Kriyishma, by Shmones, right?
Yeah, but that's...
Mrs. Darisas, though.
Well, Rav Soloveitchik has, I think his first year he came over, when he came over from Europe. His first year was on the difference between tefillah bitzibor, tefillah hatzibor. The difference is, he has a whole shot on why it's a separate, there's one halacha have an individual obligation. Then when Pasha, the Chazor HaShatz is, let's say, I wasn't Yotze, I forgot Yalavah, that I could listen to. Right, but in addition, he says there's a separate, it's tefillah hatzibor, that the Shliach Tzibur has it's on its own, that there's an obligation to give a tefillah individually, and then I'm the represent, whoever the Shliach Tzibur is, he's the representative of the kahal of doing that. So he says there's a second aspect of it. But assuming Kriya Shema and Shliach Tzibur,
if you have Kavanah by Shmona, by...
No, but then also, because then Kriyashma. Because no one's...
You
can't violate. Yeah, but... Oh,
the
Tzibur
that they do
without...
I heard you.
That's what it used to be. I'd say, and that was actually the halacha by benching. Right. It used to be one person benched and everyone listened.
Brothers, does that also, right?
Yeah, I'm saying is, but same thing here. In theory, I could... If someone, got up and said every word and out loud and you had in mind and he had... Then you could be Yotze. We say... Today we say it's too hard to have kavana. We know it's hard kavana davening. It's even harder have kavana listening to someone else. So therefore, let's say you forget Yalava Yavo, into that case where you have to daven Shimon Ezri over. So really, Meikar Adin, if you listen to the Shliach Tzibur word for word, and he has you in mind, then you could be Yotze. But the poskim say they recommend it's too hard to hear. There's too much talking going on. But let's assume even if you could, it's hard to sit there concentrate. It's harder to listen to someone else for the whole time than just to daven over yourself. So it's recommended, but someone who can't daven, for sure, he should listen to the Shliach Tzibur. So therefore, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. And again, he agrees to the premise in the Magen Avraham, but he says, I did fulfill my mitzvah of Kiddush Friday night, but okay, it's no problem. I'm still, I'll call Yisrael, Arevim Zelazeh, I could go on and continue. And, Alan, you could start again also. Yeah. I want you to get yelled at. So I'm not going up there. No. We'll have to continue with the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch, he denies the premise. He wants to say that the Magen Avraham is wrong. And the Rambam is right, Yotze with Kiddush B'Dvarim. But our Shmona Esrei doesn't cover the mitzvah of Kiddush. Why? Now we'll have to see, based on a Gemara. And then we have a Prima Gadin, then we have a Rabbi Kiva Eger. And then the Minig of some Chabad, how they light, what do they say Friday night? Do they, because someone told me they do, I want to ask him if they say, L'halak Nehashel Shabbos Kodesh or not. Well, go ask him if he, because that's what, what's his name told me? The coffee guy? Aaron Trail, yeah. I said, I wonder if it's him or if it's all called. I asked him what his wife makes Friday night. We'll find out.
That'll be a
Do you do...
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. He's too busy with his kids. He's not paying attention.
Daniel probably. Daniel.
What bracha does your mother make Friday night for candles? When she lights Shabbos candles, huh?
Oh, look in the sitter.
What bracha Friday night?